Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Houston, let's get in the loop. Landry Locker and John Lopez.
I can't get over what the words that came out of your mouth. I just can't get over that.
I can't get that over is, you.
Hold on.
What is Matt Schaub? Hold on. I let
you finish.
Game.
I let you finish. All right. That is insanity.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
I'm making plays, bro. I don't know. I think it's just I just make plays, bro.
Sports Radio 610.
Guess what day it is? It is one of the best days in American sports, John Lopez.
Feels like Christmas.
Feels like Christmas. The air outside is clean.
Well, I love the smell of benzene in the morning.
Yeah, well, I thought that there wasn't supposed to be any harm chemicals floating around.
You heard it here first, didn't you?
We did break that news.
You heard it here first.
We did break that news. We tried to tell you people, you know, don't trust the people who are supposed to be looking out for you always. You know, that the air's not fresh. But you know what?
You're looking fresh.
I am looking fresh. Yeah. I'm looking fresh all the time. You're looking fresh too.
Thank you, sir.
Those chest hairs and all that comes with
gotta
the OG
give the people
John
what
Lopez.
They want, man.
We are live at Twin Peaks.
Speaking of chest hair, well,
Kirkwood,
no chest hair.
Katy Freeway. March Madness is about to start in an hour and 20 minutes. Come by, drink some beer, say hi. It's going to be fun. It's one of the best days in all of American sports. It's our 200th episode together, John
that?
Lopez. I didn't think we would make it this far. I didn't think we'd make it two episodes, but we've made it 200 episodes.
Two, honey.
And what better time to have a 200th episode than on the day when March Madness starts? And let's just go ahead and do some basic stuff right now. I want to hear your Final Four, because I got my Final Four.
I got mine right here, man.
My Final Four is done, and I'm just going to lay it out for you. I'm not even going to lay out a case for it. I'm just going to tell you my Final Four right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Duke, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Texas Tech.
Duke, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Texas Tech. Now, I gave the fine folks my upset specials. If you're still wrapping up your brackets. One of them already. I'm already 1-0 on one of them. I had Belmont in the play-in game. I got Belmont beating Maryland. I also have St. Mary's beating.
Yeah,
Villanova.
Now you're just getting too in depth. I asked for your Final Four.
What I'm saying is this. I'm leading to that. All right, it's dramatic effect. What I'm saying is I got some upsets for you guys, but my Final Four is not real creative because I think the ultimately there's a
doesn't
big,
have to be.
Yeah, there's a big gap between the ultimate elite teams and what's going to happen in the first two rounds. My Final Four is Duke, Michigan, Tennessee, and North Carolina. So I've got two number one seeds only, and then Tennessee's a two seed, and Michigan. What is Michigan anyway?
I don't know, Lopez.
I think
I
Michigan's
no
a two seed
I think
also.
I think they're a three seed or something.
No, they're a two seed also.
Who knows? I just filled out my Final Four. That's really all I know because, let's be honest, the great thing about this sporting event, you don't have to be a college basketball expert to enjoy it. The ignorance is what's so enjoyable. Knowing less is sometimes enjoying more.
Ignorance truly is bliss. And, oh, by the way, before we get too far here, we are at the Twin Peaks at I-10 in Kirkwood. And this is heaven, man. I mean, look at these TVs. This is crazy.
It's going to be popping in here in about an hour. The first game is going to tip off at 11:20. We're going to have all of the games for you, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One. We're going to have all the college basketball tournament games on Sports Radio 650, courtesy of our friends out here at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks, eat, drinks, scenic views. 11:15 is when it's going to tip off. It's going to be Minnesota versus Louisville. And I was up late last night because I put together a project that we're going to unveil at 12:40.
Man, this is so good.
I know.
This
really
is so good.
No, I don't like patting myself on the back.
We should tease it earlier with a couple.
Okay.
Maybe during the hits.
Okay.
Because it's too good to just do in one segment at 12:40.
Well,
it's too good.
This is what we're doing. Of all the matchups today, every matchup, all 16 games, we're going to have a famous alumni bracket showdown.
Yes.
And it's non-sports. So sports do not count. The famous alumni from each school. For example, at 11:15,
like Kevin Durant, although they're not in the tournament, is not going to be the Texas.
Not allowed. Know, McConaughey yeah. might make an appearance if Texas were there. Oh, but they got to be in the tournament to get there. So they wouldn't
right,
even
so
be
like A&M to, would be like Rip Torn and you know some non-sports
just,
guys.
Just an example: Louisville versus Minnesota. That's gonna kick off the tournament. 11:15 mm-hmm. again, 6:50 a.m. The NCAA tournament, all games there courtesy of Twin Peaks. You're going to have Louisville versus Minnesota. So that's going to be a showdown between the pride of Louisville, Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer went to Louisville?
Diane Sawyer went to Louisville. It's going to be a tough one to top, isn't it?
No. She's huge, but I know a couple of them from these other schools.
Minnesota. No, no.
It's oh, you just, mean for Minnesota?
Going head-to-head. We're going to say who's going to win
okay,
based
well,
on.
Well, give me Minnesota.
We're going to Minnesota's Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan wins.
Don't spoil it. We got to discuss it, though.
We're doing this one, though.
Yeah, but we got to discuss
this is,
it.
This is what they call a tease in radio.
So we got so Bob Dylan already wins. No hesitation.
No hesitation. And Diane Sawyer is huge. But Bob, come on. Come on now, Bob Dylan?
Yeah, he's got the dub there.
But, so that's a tease.
Yeah, so that's the tease right there. I got to say this. If we're talking about powerhouses and we're talking about programs that just cannot be messed with.
Everybody's playing for second place.
Everybody's playing for second place because I'm just going to tell you right now.
Say the school.
There's a school that is basically the rich man's version of the Bill Russell Boston Celtics when it comes to famous
That's a
alumni.
Good way to put it.
You can't even compete with it. There's nothing you can do about it. And I'll just tell you, it's not the easiest school to get into of all these schools.
And it's not the one you think it is.
It's not the one you think it is. You know, take me back. When did you, because you've been covering sports for three decades, you've covered like a handful of NCAA tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
At what point in your life did you enjoy this tournament the most?
Oh, live and in person?
Yes.
No,
not even live and in person. Just at any point in your life, whether you're in college observing, whether you're at the Final Four, whether it's like something you covered. When did the OG John Lopez enjoy it the most?
You know, I enjoyed it as a kid and a high schooler, but it got really, really huge, and it clicked for me when I was sitting in the basement at Reed McDonald on the Texas A&M campus, putting to bed the paper for that night, waiting for the championship game between the University of Houston and North Carolina State
okay.
to finish. And we were all watching it on TV. And, I mean, it was...
Why didn't Akeem box out there, by the way?
Because it was an air ball.
He looked like Clint Capella
he was going
last
for the
night.
It was an air ball. It was yeah, no kidding. And so actually it was so – the bigger question is why did Guy V. Lewis, who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, but he got out-coached that day, why did he get out of his game and not just run up and down the floor and
play
a slower game?
It happens, man. That's the beauty of
college
basketball.
He got sucked into it. He got suckered into it.
The thing about college basketball that, mm-hmm. that makes college basketball so enjoyable, mm-hmm. like the best thing about it is that when it comes to styles – the inferior opponent can run a style that can just drive the other opponent crazy. Yeah. College football, it'll happen every once in a while. You'll see like Army or Navy, like when Army pushed Oklahoma this year to overtime.
Yeah.
Like that's one thing. But in basketball, you can do that a lot because it's a game of it's a game where you can get extremely frustrated and get out of your game very easily.
And then live and in person, just to mention, because I've done, I think, seven or eight tournaments, something like that. I forget. But the ones that immediately, as I'm sitting here, I like your question, like the ones that just pop directly, immediately to mind that I just love those tournaments. I'll try to go kind of in order if I can off the top of my head. The Hank Gathers game, I was flying out to Loyola Marymount to Los Angeles to do a feature story on Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble from Loyola Marymount.
Okay.
I was actually at the game that Hank Gathers died because I was about to do a feature on them, and then it turned into, obviously, one of the saddest and most heartwarming stories ever in the NCAA tournament. Bo Kimble shooting left-handed his first free throw yeah. and all that. That was a memorable one. My favorite teams to cover ever was, what year was it? You'll know the year before I would, even though I was there. Stacey Augmon. Larry Johnson.
91.
I was going to say 92.
91. That was with Greg Anthony, Stacey Augmon.
Oh, my gosh.
You had a little Grandma Ma, Larry Johnson. You had Tark biting the towel.
Oh, I covered them the whole way. That's the best team I've ever seen, man. You can say what you want about
they beat the crap out of Duke.
Oh,
they beat they beat the living crap out of Duke.
And then the next year, Duke beat them.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
And then the next year. So that one, those two were memorable. You move forward a little bit into the mid and late 90s. I was at the game where Princeton beat UCLA. I think it was 95,
yeah.
96.
Yeah, that was after UCLA had won the title. That was Toby Bailey. Toby Bailey was there because I think, because they had Ed O'Bannon, they had Toby Bailey, they had his brother, they had Cameron Dollar. Mm-hmm. They had a very good squad, but that was the Toby Bailey time when he wore the T-shirt under the jersey.
Yep, the memories just come flooding back, and that's why we're here, and that's why it's such a great day, and it feels like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. It's awesome. I love it. I love it to death.
You know, the one thing that March Madness did for me, and I grew up on this tournament, you know, I was obsessed with this tournament. You know, I don't watch as much college basketball as I used to. I think just because there's more NBA games that you can watch now. NBA, you can watch NBA games every night pretty much now. But the college basketball is the one thing that during my 6 years of college made me feel like a normal person. Because... Yeah. On this day.
6 years, huh?
Well, maybe. Maybe, give or take. We'll just say in that range.
You just kind of slid that in there.
Could have been 5.5. Could have been 6.5. Who's counting? Wait, December 09? Yes, 5.5. 5.5. 5.5 years of college. Mm-hmm. Two different schools. But it made me feel like a normal student because on most days, I would probably be drinking at about 10:30 a.m. But on March Madness Day, on this Thursday, everybody's drinking at 10:30 a.m. On college campuses, and it just made me feel more normal than I normally felt, John.
Yeah, because you otherwise you would be the only one drinking at midday on
exactly.
a Thursday.
Yeah, on a Thursday, skipping
actually,
skipping
you
class.
Wouldn't. Actually, you wouldn't.
Yeah, especially not where I went to school. Productivity, by the way, before we get into John Lopez getting the wrath of a loophole,
dude,
old school style. We're about to get into that at 10:20. But before we do, let me just give you these stats once again, because this is according to MoneyWise. During the NCAA tournament, $4 billion is lost in worker productivity. So a lot of people are checking their scores, they're on their phones, they're watching the games. Businesses lose $4 billion, according to MoneyWise, and 47 million Americans will wager 85 milli on this tournament.
Wow.
85 milli, or billy, sorry, billion.
Billion.
With a B, not an M. Billion. $85 billion will be wagered on this tournament. So just go ahead and enjoy, drink up, be a degenerate. Come see us out here at Twin Peaks in Kirkwood. And John Lopez will buy you a beer because he's the one with the bankroll. So the first 100 people here, John Lopez has got you.
I don't want to sign 700 beers.
Hey.
Sorry, I take that back.
Hey, that's right. That's
why
you're the OG.
I'll give you a hearty handshake. I'll give you a hearty handshake.
Lopez has got you. I recommend the blonde beer, by the way, if you want to get you one. It's like another version of Blue Moon. They'll put an orange in it for you as well. But March Madness is about to begin. We're about an hour away from the games tipping off on Sports Radio 650, courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks, who will have every college basketball game of this tournament available for you. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Lopez has had a theory floating around about Brian Gaine, and it drew the wrath of a loophole, which led to me getting an old school letter to the editor. We're going to hear that letter and have John Lopez defend himself next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.